Hey, this is Melissa Bartel, the Bathtub Mermaid, and this is Tales from the Tub for December 10th, 2014.
I only touch your love when the tips of my fingers try to clutch your love. I'm sick of this soap in a bathtub, love. I need something to hold.
It's Holidaylies at the Bathtub Mermaid, and today's episode is Traces of Tinsel. My tree is still half-decorated, as I've been busy and not feeling well and not in the mood. Every time I walk past the dining room, where it lives, behind closed doors to protect it from the flailing paws and floofing tails of big dogs and small puppies, it chides me for leaving it half-naked in the window. Who knew plastic pine trees could be so stern? I walked into the dining room yesterday with the intent of hanging more ornaments and came across a stray strand of tinsel. Now, I wrote a story about this in 2005, which was apparently the first year I officially participated in Holidaylies. As I wrote then, neither my mother nor I has added tinsel to a tree since 1987, when her brother, my uncle, died. This tree is 3 years old. The previous plastic tree was purchased in 2009. The tree before that, which came with us from California, was purchased in 2002. None of them has ever been close to a box of tinsel, and yet I keep finding the odd strand. Not clumps, not masses, just a strand or two, caught in an ornament or shining from within the center of the tree, and this always confuses me because we shouldn't even have traces of tinsel anymore. I've decided to embrace my 2005 philosophy about these strands, and instead of wondering exactly where the silvery strings are coming from, interpret them as fond messages from people I've lost, my uncle, my grandparents, my friend the warrior poet. Okay, sure, the mundane answer is probably just that they're stuck to the tissue we reuse for years, or have been twined through different ornaments since the dawn of my collection, which began before I began. My oldest ornaments are from my mother's childhood. And maybe after I post this, I'll heed their call and go put more decorations on the tree. And maybe when I do that, I'll find more traces of tinsel. The Bathtub Mermaid Tales from the Tub is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartel and is recorded and produced using the Boss Jock iPad app. It's licensed under a Creative Commons International Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike license, which means you can share it, you can reuse it, you just have to give me credit and you can't make money from it. Music for The Bathtub Mermaid is provided by Mevio's Music Alley, a great resource for PodSafe music. The standard opening song is Soap in a Bathtub by Stony. The standard closing song is You Can Use My Bathtub by Little Tom. Additional music used for the Holidaylies project is A Podcast Christmas Theme by Tom Shad and Village Song composed by David Popper and performed by Cello Journey. Questions or comments? Visit me at my website, www.bathtubmermaid.com, and use the comment form at the bottom of each entry. Or you can also follow me or contact me via Twitter, at Melisse, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.
Steam is drifting into the night. It's cold outside. You're coming off a scary street. Come on inside. Well, I know how it feels, babe, to feel unclean. Most everybody knows to feel that stain so deep inside. Still it shows, but you can use my bathtub. Understand, you can use my bathtub. Yes, you can.